Okay, let's begin. Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Beis. De'asuha Beitrei. We'll focus on this Tosfos tonight. And then next week I think we'll move on to the sugya of Eidach HaNam Bisurim, which should be a lot of fun. Okay, so Tosfos De'asuha Beitrei. The Gemara had said that there's a machlokas Rabba and Rava as to why the Shliach must say Befanai Nichtav and Befanai Nechtam. According to Rabba, it's because we're worried that perhaps the B'nei Chutz La'aretz, well, Rashi said, are ignorant of the halacha that a get has to be written l'shma, and perhaps this get was written shlo l'shma. According to Tosus, the concern was that they reject the halacha that a get has to be written l'shma, and maybe they therefore wrote a get shlo l'shma. Whereas Rava said the concern is that, no, maybe the Baal will show up one day and claim this get is a forgery, it's not a valid get, and therefore you have to have the shliach verify the authenticity of the get by saying Mefanai Nechtav and Mefanai Nechtam. Okay, so the Gemara asked, what's the nafkamina between Rabba's Pshat and Rava's Pshat? So let's just look at the Gemara first. Start with the Gemara and Rashi, find a better way to go about it. The Gemara says, my Beinau, second line, what's the difference between Rabba and Rava? Ika Beinayu, one difference between their two Shitos is De'asiyuhu Beitrei. If two people bring the get, that is a nafkamina between Rabba and Rava. Two people bring the get. Let's finish the next two nafkaminas as well. Inami, or a second nafkamina, would be Mimedina Limedina Be'eretz Yisrael. If the get is brought within Eretz Yisrael from one province to another. Why is that a nafkamina? So Rashi explains, because if you bring a get within Eretz Yisrael from province to province, according to Rabba, it's all within Eretz Yisrael, there's no concern of Lishma, no need to say Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtam. Whereas according to Rava, if it's long distance, you still have the same concern, I won't find Adam to back up the authenticity of the get, you do need to say Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtam. And finally the Gemara says, last nafkamina is Inami Be'osa Medina Be'medina Sayyam. Or if the get was written and transported within one province in Chutz La'aretz. So now the reverse is true. According to Rabba, this is all Chutz La'aretz. So therefore we're concerned about Shelo L'shma, and you need to say Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtam. Whereas according to Rabba, if it's within the same province, Be'osa Medina, Medina Sayyam, so there are travelers going back and forth within such a short distance, we're not worried about finding Adam to back up the authenticity of this get, and therefore there would be no need to say Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtam. Okay, so the last two nafkaminos we're not going to focus on tonight, right? Basically the same idea, just the inverse of each other. If a get is brought long distance within Eretz Yisrael, there's no concern of lishma, but there is a concern of finding Adam to verify the authenticity of the get. Whereas if the get is brought within a short distance within Chutz La'aretz, there is a concern of lishma, but there's no concern of finding Adam to verify the authenticity of the get. Okay, so that is the second two nafkaminas that Gemara quotes between Rabba and Rava. The first nafkamina is what I'm going to discuss, which is that two people brought the get. That is a nafkamina between Rabba and Rava. If two people bring the get, do you need to say Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtam? Hang on. Get some air in here. Okay, so what is this nafkamina between Rabba and Rava, Dasyu Beitrei? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Dasyu Beitrei, Ushnehem Na'asu Shluchim Lagarsha. Two people bring the get, and both of these individuals were appointed as Shluchim by the husband to divorce his wife. V'haget Yotim Etachas Yidei Shnehem. And they are both in possession of the get. So then, and only then, what's the nafkamina? L'Rabba Bo'i L'Meimar. According to Rabba, the get came from Chutz La'aretz. We're still worried about Lishma. They need to say Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtam. L'Rabba, but according to Rabba, Lo Bo'i L'Meimar. There's no need to say anything in this scenario. Why not? Right? If the get comes from Chutz La'aretz, you should always be concerned. Maybe the husband will show up one day and claim the get is forged, and you won't have Adam to verify the authenticity of the get. So why, if two shluchim bring the get, are you not worried about that possible concern? So Rashi says, according to Rava, there's no need to say Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtam. Why? Shaharei Shnayim Heim. Because if two shluchim bring the get, so you have two people right here. V'im Ya'ar Baal, and if the husband shows up in a week, in a month, in a year, and says that the get is forged, so no problem. Hareheim mitsuyin lekaimo. These two people who brought the gets are available to verify the authenticity of the get, and therefore they do not need to say b'fanai nichtav and b'fanai nechtav. Okay, that is Shitas Rashi. In explaining this nafkamina, das yu betrei, according to Rabbah, there still is a concern of lishma. According to Rabbah, there is no concern because you have two shluchim here. If there's ever an error on the part of the Baal, if the Baal ever attempts to undermine the authenticity of the get, the two shluchim here will vouch for it, no problem. Okay, that is Shitas Rashi in this nafkamina. Comes Tosus. Tosus says the following: Da'asyuhu beitrei. Perish hakuntris. Rashi explains. Leman de'amar lefisha ein edim mutsuin lekaimo. That according to Rava, who says that our concern with a get from chutzlartz is that you won't have edim available to verify the authenticity of the get if the husband claims that it is a forgery. So here there's no concern, says Rashi, quoted by Tosfos. Elu kaimu, these two shluchim who brought the get, they'll always be available to verify the authenticity of the get. Therefore, there's no need for them to be required to say b'fanai nechtav when they first bring the get. That's Shitas Rashi. So Tosfos asks on Rashi the following. V'kasha, Tosfos asks, D'atu b'kipa taluluhu. Are we going to, you know, hang on to these two shluchim who bring the get? Sheyehu mezumanin l'kaimo, that we will know for sure that they will be available to verify the get? Kesheyavo haba'al v'ya'arer, if the husband shows up and claims the get is forged? As Tosfos asks a very partial question. How does it help that two shluchim brought the get? The husband might not complain that the get is a forgery until a week, a month, a year from now. So good for you, two shluchim brought it a year ago. How's that going to help us in a year's time when the husband claims the get is a forgery? Who says they're still going to be around those two shluchim to say, yeah, don't worry, we saw it written, we saw it signed, it's okay. How does that help you? Right, the lashon of Rashi was that v'im ya'arer ba'al, if the husband does come to undermine the authenticity of the get, then hareheim mitsuyin lekaimo, they are available to verify it. So Tosfos understands it to mean that Rashi is assuming that if and when the husband comes, then you'll call upon these two shluchim to come and be made that the get is okay. So Tosfos asks, how's that going to help? Who says they're going to be around in a year from now? How could you learn the Gemara according to Rashi to avoid this problem? Any other way to get around this, Shiloh?
So he says we don't need to have them saved because we could always ask them later, right?
Right. Well, he says, his lashon is, there's no need for them to say it because if the husband claims that the get is forged, they are available to verify it. Harehei mitsun lekaimu. They are available to verify it. So Tosfos assumed that meant that if and when the husband comes, then you call the Adam and...
Maybe the point is only have the opportunity. What's the process? Do they bring it again and the husband could hold on to it for as long as he wants it? Then he could give it after a year. That's the idea?
No, they're bringing it, delivering it.
They're delivering the get.
They're bringing the get, they're delivering it to her.
And
we're worried that he might show up after she gets it and claim, you can't remarry with that get, it's forgery.
Have her authenticate right then and there.
Have the two shluchim authenticate right then and there. Meaning they don't need to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, right? That's what we're saying. But still we're saying that they should do what? They should
go straight to Beis Din and authenticate the get. This way, about to come to the future, else been taken care of.
Meaning, not that they're required to say we saw it written, we saw it signed, but they can say, we recognize the Eidim who signed this get. Whereas whatever form of Kiyum they would be called upon to do in the future, have them do that Kiyum now. So saying we saw it written, we saw it signed, that's not critical. Whereas even if they didn't see it written, they didn't see it signed. They're just appointed Shluchim to deliver it. But since there's a concern the husband might show up one day, so have them right now say, we recognize this chasima and that chasima, and then the kiyum is taken care of forevermore. Right, so that would certainly work. Is that what Rashi is saying? It's not...
Are we saying that thoughts for the saying the Eidim would have to say that the husband gave the get, or it was written for this divorce?
So what's happening here is the husband sends two shluchim to deliver the get, right? They're supposed to give the get to the wife.
Right.
Where were the husband's going to come sometime later and say, the get that the shluchim gave you was not written by me, it was written by somebody else, it's a fake. So Rash says, don't worry, if that happens, these Eidim are available to verify the signatures of the Eidim signed on the get.
Maybe according to Rash, they only have a window of whatever. At that moment, they have to protest, otherwise they can't.
But the Baal only has...
The Baal can't protest after a year. I don't understand, what's the Baal can protest after a year, isn't... The woman already divorced. That isn't like the.
So he, we don't know.
The question is a remarriage.
Right. I'm not saying year for any specific reason. I'm just saying that the husband might come at any time and say you can't remarry now because the get is a forgery.
Didn't we say before? Sorry, what you were saying? We said before about the we're talking about the Eved and the woman that once she's divorced.
Right. We said that if a woman brings her own get. And says this get was given to me by my husband, then that's as good as gold.
So what if the Eidim said this was given to us by the husband? We don't have to say it was signed in front of the husband. It
right.
was given to us by the husband.
Right.
Would that not constitute the same?
Oh, so the Tosis is going to work with that approach. Rashi is not saying that. Rashi says that two shluchim bring the get, and if and when the husband comes and says, I didn't write the get. No problem, these shluchim are available to be mekayimet. So Tosfos asks, what's going to ensure that they're going to be around in a week or a month's time from now if the husband shows up at that point to claim the get was not written by him? So Michael is suggesting, well, maybe Rashi means that they're available now to be mekayimet, so have them be mekayimet now by saying we recognize the signatures of the Eidim right now, and then that will prevent any future iror of the husband. So it's not 100% clear in Rashi what he means. Rashi says, if the husband will come and claim that he didn't write the get, harei heim mitzuyin lekaimo, they are available to verify the signatures.
It could just be he's not worried about that he assumes that we'll be able to call them back, and that's it.
Call them back.
Yeah.
Maybe they swear that they will be available.
Meaning the whole chash lechatchila of requiring the aid of the shliach tzebafan anichtav according to Rava, is because if we don't know of anyone right now who can be mekayim the get, we have to be concerned that maybe somebody will not be around. Maybe you won't find anybody to be mekayim the get. But you're saying, in this case, where you have right now two people who can be mekayim the get, even if they're not going to be around in the future, but that's enough right now to mitigate that chash, we're not worried about it.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, I'm just trying to spell it out. Meaning, the whole concern is, in general, get from Klitzaraz, right now there's nobody available. So who says you'll ever have anybody available? If right now you have somebody available, so that already makes it a bit of a different kind of case. We're not worried in a B'derech Klal about this altogether. Maybe. I don't know. It's possible. I don't know. It's unclear from Rashi exactly which way he's going. Okay, that's Tosis' first kasha. Then Tosis asks the second kasha. Tosis then says, V'od and further. D'lama li da'asua betrei. According to Rashi, that the whole underpinning of this line in the Gemara is that Rava would not require the two shluchim to say before nechtav, because if you ever have a concern about the authenticity of the get, they're available to back it up. So Tosfos asks, why does Rashi say they have to be shluchim? Why dafka that they're both appointed shluchim? Rashi goes out of his way to say that shneim shluchim, I get yotzim mitachas de shneim. Who cares? Why is that so critical? If all you're trying to accomplish is that you have two people who recognize the signatures, so Tosfos asks, it's very pashut. Kach shavim shnayim min hashuk. Any two guys off the street, shemakirin chasim asa'edim, who happen to recognize the signatures on the get, should give you the same results. Because why does the Gemara say that nafkimin tin rabin Rava is a case where two guys are appointed shluchim to bring the get? That's when Rava says, no need for b'fanai nechtav. Take a much more pashut case. Any time that you know that there are today two people who recognize these signatures, according to Rava, no b'fanai nechtav. So why, if that's all you need according to Rashi, why doesn't the Gemara just say that?
Why are we so sure the shluchim recognize the signatures. Right? Like, maybe I'll open up a service to bring getting back and forth between Bravo and our sister. And so someone brings this to me and says, take this to this woman, I take the address and go.
Right. It's a good question, right. Is that just an unspoken assumption that they happen to recognize the signatures?
That they,
or meaning,
like, they're more than just a messenger, like they somehow were.
You know, if it was Adam's suggestion that once you have the possibility that there are people from that neighborhood who might recognize signatures, then maybe the answer would be that we don't know. But the fact that the possibility exists that there are people from that neighborhood, from that Medina Sayyam province, who might recognize it, is good enough to negate the need for Bafan Niftav. And maybe that's pshat. Now, the whole Bafan Niftav requirement is just a chashash. There's nobody here from that part of the world, and therefore we're worried that maybe we will need Kiyam, we won't find Kiyam. But once you have somebody from that part of the world who might recognize the signatures, even if you haven't confirmed it, maybe that's enough to negate the need for Bafan Niftav. Is that possible pshat? I don't know. Or the other approach is that we're talking about a case where we know that they happen to recognize signatures.
Well, at least according to Rashi, isn't it that way? Because he's saying that any ayir about harayim mitzvim b'kaimo.
Which means that we're assuming that they recognize it.
I think that at least Rashi is.
I mean, it's an unspoken assumption then. I mean, no, the Gemara doesn't spell that out, that they recognize the Edom. Even Rashi doesn't spell it out. Rashi just says that they are mitzvim b'kaimo. So he's saying there's an unspoken assumption here in Rashi that we ask them and they recognize signatures, and that's why you don't need to find enough stuff.
Is it a given that the get was written and signed before them?
No, it was not.
No, right, because
it was not.
If it was, then
they could say before Niftav. What do you lose?
It's a big deal. Just
right.
Say it,
it's
right?
Probably more likely that it was not signed or written before them, so they can't say it. And therefore the question is, well, if they can't say it, is that a problem? And we're saying it's not a problem because they can do Kiyam. So you're asking, well, who says they know the signatures? So maybe the unspoken assumption is that they recognize signatures. Where Adam's shot would be that once you have the possibility, I'm putting those words into your mouth, even though you didn't say this, but once you might have the possibility that, you know, to avoid this chash of ours, that there's nobody here from there who would recognize it. Well, there is somebody here. Maybe he recognizes it. Even though you haven't confirmed it, maybe that would be sufficient. It's an interesting haraka, because it's not really explicitly spoken out here by anybody. I don't know.
You were saying before why... Are we talking about specifically about Shlichim versus anybody from the street?
Right.
What's the reason for that? Is that because they got it directly from the husband?
So that's the Tosfos asks Rashi. You know, Tosfos asks Rashi if the only issue here is that you have two people from that part of the world who could be Mekayim the Chasimos, so then why Dafka do they have to be Shluchim? It could be anybody off the street who happens to, you know, walk in off from that part of the world who could recognize the signatures. That was Tosfos Kash and Rashi.
When Rashi is saying that they're verifying the get, we're specifically talking about the signature.
Yeah, Rashi says we're talking specifically about two people who are shluchim from the husband to give the get to the wife,
right.
And they have the ability to recognize the signatures of the Edom. Even though they didn't see the Edom sign it, or they didn't see the sofa write it,
But
they recognize signatures, and that's sufficient. So Tosfos asks, if all you need is someone who recognizes the signatures, then why do they have to be shluchim? Even if they're not appointed by the husband to deliver the get. Even if, let's say, the husband appoints one guy to deliver the get, and the guy hires a taxi cab to drive him to Eretz Yisrael, and the cab driver is driving with his buddy in training, and they too happen to know, oh yeah, we recognize those signatures. Why aren't they good enough? Because why does Rashi require dafka that the people recognize signatures should be the shluchim? That's the question Tosfos asks.
Don't they have like an extra thing that husband gave it to them, so
therefore,
they can verify that this gift is meant for this woman to be divorced?
That's true, but we're talking about a case where they don't need to say we saw it written, they don't need to say we saw it signed, and Rashi is explaining the reason why they don't need to is because they can recognize the signatures, and that's sufficient to prove that the get is authentic.
Because the intention, they know.
Yeah, they know the intention of the husband, true, but according to Rashi, what's critical here? According to Rashi, what's critical here is that if the husband should claim I didn't write the get, you have to authenticate the signatures on the get. So Tosfos asks, if that's all you care about, so then even if the people who recognize the signatures are not the shluchim, they're just anybody from Chutz Laaretz. Once you have a case, you have two Edom who recognize the chasimos, that should be all you need to avoid the need for b'fan anechta and b'fan anechta. Make sense?
Yeah.
So the truth is that the second question seems to have been addressed by Rashi himself later on. Rashi and Mesoras HaShas here in Rashi, at least in my version of Gemara, sends us to this Gemara later on, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Sorry, make that Tes Vav. Make it Tes Vav. Tes Vav. Sorry. Not Tes Zayin. Make that. Where is it? No, Tezayin Amud Aleph. The very bottom of the Gemara there, the bottom of the page of the Amud Gemara. So the Mishnah, in the beginning of the second paragraph, the Mishnah beginning of the second paragraph had said that if you have only one person who says, B'fana Nechtav, and one person who says, B'fana Nechtam, two different people come with the get. One says, I saw it written. Once as I saw it signed, the Mishnah says, no good. It's possible. Okay, you have two people coming with the get. One says I saw it written. One says I saw it signed. That's not good. It's got to be one guy saying everything. Okay? So the Gemara says, two dots has I know it off the bottom. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Lo shanu ela she'ein haget yotze mitachas yidei shneihem. When is there a problem if one person says b'fanai nechtav and one person says b'fanai nechtam? When is that a problem? That's only if they are not both in possession of the get, which Rashi explains means if both of them are not the shluchim to bring the get, then you can't get away with only one person saying b'fanai nechtav and one person saying b'fanai nechtam. However, says the Gemara, last line of the page, about get yote mitachas yidei shneihem, but if the get is yote mitachas yidei shneihem, which Rashi says means, if they are actually both shluchim to bring the get, then kosher. Then that's okay. Because if two people are made shluchim to bring the get, and one guy says, I saw it written, one guy says, I saw it signed, that's totally fine. Why not? Neither one saw everything that he's supposed to see. Neither one saw the ksiva and the chasima. And the takana was that one person at least should see the ksiva and the chasima. So why is this sufficient? So the Gemara Tazayin Amavei says, because apparently, Shnayim Sheheviu get Mimedinas Hayom, Ein Tzrichen Sheyomru, Bifoneinu Nechtav, Ubifoneinu Nechtam. The Gemara says Tazayin Amavei that apparently two people who bring a get from Chutz Laretz do not need to say altogether. B'fana nechtav, b'fana nechtam. Like we just saw according to Rava. Okay? So all the Gemara is saying is, the Gemara is essentially identifying this mission in the second parak as being in accordance with the opinion of Rava, that when two people bring a get from Chutz Laretz, they do not need to say b'fana nechtav, b'fana nechtam. And Rashi here, on Tesnayim and Beis, is the one that's critical for our discussion. It's the fourth line in Rashi, the last wide line at the top. Says Zayin Amidays. Rashi says the following. Rashi says, V'ikasha, if you ask, Kevan disof sof shnayim hein, if, since, ultimately, there are two people bringing this get, Mali shneim shluchim, Mali echan mehem. Why does the Gemara go out of its way to say that if both are shluchim, then there's no need for b'fanei nechtav? If one is a shliach, it's a problem. Rashi asks, "Hare Edim Mitzuyin L'Kaima." That's Tosis Kasha. Even if they're not both shluchim, but the fact that you have two people here from that place in Chutz Laretz where the get is from, you have Edim available to Mimakayim the Chasimos. So why does the Gemara say that only if both are shluchim, then they don't need fun enough of altogether? But if only one is a shliach, then you've got a problem if neither one saw the whole Ksiva and the Chasima. Rashi asks, even if both are not shluchim, but as long as you have two edim who can be mekayim the get, that's sufficient. So here's Rashi's teretz to the question that Tosis essentially asked. Rashi says, "Lo plug rabbanon." It's a low plug. No exception rule. Bein ba im chaburas anoshim leba yechidi. That if there's one shliach only, Chazal did not distinguish between a case where the shliach comes on his own and a case where he comes with somebody else as a sidekick. De'ein mavchin ubodek be'ela. De'la mukha milsa. Because people won't be, aware enough or sensitive enough to distinguish between a shliach coming by himself and a shliach coming with somebody else. Vim basala hachshiras zeh, yachshiras zeh. If I were to tell you, says Rashi, that when a shliach comes with a friend from Chutz La'aretz, they don't even find a nichtav because there's two edim there, we might come to mistakenly say that when a shliach comes from Chutz La'aretz by himself, he doesn't need b'fana nechtav. As people won't realize the distinction. They see shliach here, shliach there. If the shliach there didn't need b'fana nechtav, so the shliach here doesn't need b'fana nechtav. They're not going to notice that, there was somebody else with him, that's why it's different. So Rashi says very simply, very pashut, it's just a low plug. In other words, whenever there's only one shliach bringing a get, he always needs to say b'fana nechtav when he comes from Chutz La'aretz, even in a case where he has somebody else with him, just as a tag along. Because to the people sitting in Beis Din, observing the court proceedings, Beis Din's focusing on the shliach. He's the baal dover here. So the people watching are not going to take note of the fact, there's a guy who drove him in the cab. And that's why he doesn't have a b'fana nechtav. They'll think, one shliach, no b'fana nechtav. One shliach, no b'fana nechtav. They're not going to make the distinction. So therefore Rashi says the low plug is that whenever there's only one shliach involved, always you need b'fana nechtav. However, says Rashi, but when two people walk in, both in possession of the get, and both are equally involved in the court proceedings because they're both shluchim, that's an out of the ordinary kind of case. That's going to be clearly recognizable as an exception to the rule. Velo achmer barabbanan chazal were not machmer to require b'fana nechtav in that case. So Rashi and this Gemara is essentially explaining a teretz to Tosfos Kasha on Daf Beis. Rashi is saying, why is it that Rava would not require b'fana nechtav when two people bring the get from Chutz La'aretz? Only if both are shluchim. Tosfos asked, what's the big deal? Even if one's a shliach, another guy's the cab driver, there's still two aiden from Chutz La'aretz. So Rashi is saying, very pashut, low plug, that we don't want people to get confused between a case of one shliach with a friend and one shliach without a friend. We always require one shliach to say b'fana nechtav. When you have two shluchim, then it's clearly distinguishable as a separate, onto its own situation. Then we're not going to require b'fana nechtav according to Rava. Okay? Any thoughts on that?
So this says means there was just one shliach?
I'm sorry? We're saying when there's only one shliach bringing the get, he always needs to say b'fana nechtav, even if he has a friend with him who's, also from Chutz La'aretz. Because Rashi says we're afraid that people might get confused between a case where one shliach comes with a friend and a case where one shliach comes on his own. Right? Because when one shliach comes on his own, everybody holds he has to be b'fana nechtav. Because otherwise, how are we going to get kiyum, edim, to recognize signatures? The shaila is when one shliach comes with a friend, you have two edim here, but you only have one shliach. So Tosis was assuming, if you have two possible edim from Chutz La'aretz, no need for b'fana nechtav. Rashi is saying no, that if there's two possible eidim, but only one's a shliach, we're still going to require b'fana nechtav because we want to avoid any mistakes, any confusion. Only if both people coming are both shluchim, that's a unique kind of case. That's when we say no need for b'fana nechtav. All right? Good? Okay, let's go on to Tosis. Tosis has a different shot. Tosis says, "Umefarash Riva." The Riva learns pshat in the Gemara. Da'asuha beitre. What does that mean? Two people brought the get. It means v'amri. They said, "Shehabaal shalcham," that the husband made us shlichim to bring the get. Desu lo mehemen lomar lo shalachtim. Once you have two edim, we'll come and say that the baal appointed us as shluchim. The husband can no longer say, I did not appoint them as shluchim. How do we know that? Tehachi Amal Kaman, the Gemara says later on, Shnayim ain't srichin loyim b'fana nechtav. Two people who bring a get do not need to say b'fana nechtav. Why? Daf Hei Amar Aleph, the Gemara says the following. Daf Hei Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, smack in the middle of the page, Hei Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Toshma debo mine shmu meravuna. Shmuel asked Rav Huna, "Shnayim shehaviu get mimedina sayam. If two people bring a get from Chutz La'aretz, And Rashi points out over here, they're both shluchim. So the question the Gemara has is, do they need b'fan ha-nechtav, or do they not need to say b'fan ha-nechtav? And the response was, Amar le ein tzrich, and they don't have to. Why? U'ma'ilu yomru b'faneinu girsha milo mehemni? If these same two people had walked in to Beis Din and Eretz Yisrael and said, we saw this woman get divorced in Chutz La'aretz. Imagine, right? Two Eidim walk into Beis Din and Eretz Yisrael, and they say, we saw Fredel, Yenta, Bas, Zelda get divorced in Chutz La'aretz. So, would they be believed? Two Eidim, right? Two Eidim in Beis Din? Sure, why not? So the Gemara says, the same way these two people, had they said we saw Mrs. Fredel get divorced in Chutz La'aretz, they would have been believed, and she's now divorced and she can remarry. So now as well, when they bring the get to deliver it as shluchim, they also do not need to say b'fanai nechtav and b'fanai nechtam. That's the Gemara Daf Hamad Aleph. So Tosis quotes this Gemara, and Tosis says that in our sugya as well, when the Gemara says that according to Rava there's no need to say b'fanai nechtav if two people bring the get, he means two people bring the get as shluchim. They say, they testify, the husband appointed us shluchim to deliver the get. And therefore, once they say the husband appointed us shluchim to deliver the get, the husband is no longer believed to come and say, I didn't make them my shluchim. This is the Rivaz Pshat. So essentially what's happening here in the Gemara is the following. The Gemara said that according to Rava, if two people bring the get, there's no need for Mufana Nechtav. Why not? So Rashi said the Pshat is because these two people who are the Shluchim on the get will serve as Eidei Kiyum. They will serve to verify the signatures on the get to make the get authentic. And therefore we have no worries. Don't say Mufana Nechtav. The husband shows up. You guys know what to do. You'll take care of him by authenticating the Chasimus on the get. Eidei Kiyum, according to Rashi. According to Riva, according to Tosfos, no. What's the role that these two shluchim are playing here that's so vital, that exempts them from b'fanai nechtav? According to Tosfos, it's that they are eidei shlichus. They're eidim that we were sent as shluchim to deliver the get. And once they come and say that we are shluchim to deliver this get, the husband is no longer believed to later say, I did not send them as shluchim to deliver the get. Okay, so that's a critical difference, Rashi and Tosis. What is so special about these two guys bringing the get? According to Rashi, they can serve as potential Eidei Kiyum. Hence, we have no need to be worried about the husband claiming before it was forged, because they can always be Mekayim the get. According to Tosis, it's not that they're Eidei Kiyum, because who says they'll be around? Rather, according to Tosis, it's that they are Eidim, that they were appointed Shluchim to deliver the get. And that they say when they come into Beis Din, they come in and say, here we are, we were appointed Shluchim to deliver the get. And if the husband should later come and say, I didn't make them shluchim, it's too bad. Two Adam came and said that they were appointed shluchim, you're not believed anymore.
Wouldn't it be the exact same issue? Let's say there was two Adam that specifically, two Adam saw the Baal appoint this individual as a shluch. Kind of, kind of
right.
Sense. So be
well,
the
do, those, do, the, do those two Adam come with him to the Beit Din Israel?
Assume that they do. So they wouldn't necessarily have to specifically have two shluchim. Unless you
right, according to Tosfos, right. According to Tosfos, I think you're right. According to Tosfos, same thing would apply if you had two Adam would come and say that this one guy was appointed Shliach. Right. That would work according to Tosfos. Correct. Whereas according to Rashi...
He wouldn't say low
like Rashi. Oh, interesting. Good horror. He's saying, according to Rashi, if you have a Shliach who comes with a get from Chutz La'aretz and he has two Adam would say, we saw him appointed Shliach, you might say low plug. That because there's only one Shliach bringing the get, you got to say b'fanai nechtav. Because according to Tosis, according to Riva, that the uniqueness of two people bringing the get as shluchim is that they can be made that we were appointed shluchim, then the same thing should apply if two Adam come and say this one guy was appointed shliach. So good har. That's true. Yeah?
So is that how the Riva understands Rava? The Rava is saying that when he says Lufisha and Adam, so he's kind of always talking about there's no Adam there to.
Verify they are shluchim. Good question. What you're saying essentially is the following. You're saying, when Rava says, Ein Edom Mitzvah L'Kaimo, there's a concern that he's expressing that what?
That this isn't a proper signature.
That the get is forged.
Right,
so the question is, according to Tosfos is sensitive to this himself. Tosis just said that if two shluchim come and say, we were appointed shluchim, so now the Baal can't deny that he made them shluchim. Okay, great. So you're asking, big deal. He won't deny he made them shluchim. He'll come and say, yes, I made you shluchim, but I gave you a get that was forged. Why can't he do that? And how does this relieve us of any concerns? So Tosis, for once, at himself, Tosis says, Ulahai lo chashina, we're not concerned for the following. Shema hechtim b'mezid edim psulin. Maybe the husband will come and say that I deliberately forged the signatures of this get, and then I appointed you edim, you shluchim, to take it. Why? Dimistama kevan deshalach la get kedin. Most likely, if he is sending her a get which appears to be done properly, sorry, dimistama kevan deshalach la get kedin aso. Mistama, if he's sending her a get, he has done it properly. De'eno chashud lahachshila. He's not suspected of intentionally trying to mislead her into thinking she's divorced when she's really not. So what's Tosis saying here? Tosis is saying the following. Tosis is saying that if I have two people who bring the get and say that they were appointed shluchim, they are believed that they were appointed shluchim by the husband cannot come later and say, I did not appoint you shluchim. So says, okay, that's great. But maybe you should still need b'fanei nichtav, because maybe the get itself was forged. Maybe he forged the get and then gave it to his shluchim to bring to the woman. So maybe you should require b'fanei nichtav to prove the get was not forged. So Tosis says, no. Once we can prove through these two Adam who say that the husband appointed us shluchim to deliver the get, once we have edus on the shlichus, then there's no longer any concern the get is forged. Because if we know the husband gave this get to the shliach to give to the isha, we're not going to suspect that he is so evil that he would actually deliberately forge a get and give it to a shliach to completely destroy his wife's life by misleading her into thinking she can get divorced and get remarried. Meaning, if in a general case where shliach brings a get, start that way, right? In a general case where shliach brings a get from Chutz La'aretz, so we require b'fanei nechtav. Why? According to Tosis, because we're worried that he might come and say, I never gave it to you. Someone else gave it to you. Someone else forged it and gave it to you. I was never involved in this altogether. Right? Maybe he'll claim that in a regular case, when the shliach comes from Chutz La'aretz and delivers it to the wife, we're worried that the husband might come and later claim that I wasn't involved in this. My wife concocted this to, get out of the marriage, or her brother-in-law or her brother concoct this to get out of the marriage, or some story like that. But once we can prove, says Tosis, that we know the husband was involved in giving this get to the shliach, we're not going to be so suspicious of him to think that he actually is that evil that he would intentionally destroy her life by giving her a get that is forged. Okay? So that's why Tosis says that once you can prove edus on the shlichus, there's no need for b'fanei nechtav anymore. That relieves us of any concern. Okay? So now, with this in mind, we get to the following Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim is the following. We just said that Hecha Da'as Yuhu Beitrei, if two people bring the get, there's no need for B'fanei Nechtav and B'fanei Nechtam. According to Rashi, that means they're both Shluchim and they are Edom between Lekaimu. They are the potential Edom for Kiyum. According to Tosis, it means that they are made, that they were appointed Shluchim, and therefore we know the husband was involved. We don't suspect that he did anything intentionally to ruin his wife by forging a get that he then himself gave to a shliach. What would happen in this case? These two shluchim bring the get. They give the get to the wife. They don't say b'fanei nechtav according to Rava, as they don't have to. And then the husband later comes and says, it's a forgery. Until now, we've been saying that when the shluchim come into Beis Din, we're not going to be worried about the possibility of the husband coming later and claiming it's a forgery. So we don't require them to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. But what would happen if, when everything thinks they're not going to happen, it happened. So what would happen if, in a chanami, a month later, the guy finally shows up and says, it's a forgery. Now what do you do? In a regular case where shliach comes and says b'fanei nechtav, and the husband comes later and says it's a forgery, we throw him out of court. We don't care. We accepted the shliach statement that it was written and signed properly. Goodbye. But here where the Shluchim never said b'fanenechtam, and the husband comes up later and complains it's a forgery, what do you do? So the Mishnah had said, the very last line of the Mishnah had said, what happens in Eretz Yisrael, for example? In Eretz Yisrael, we don't require a shliach to say b'fanenechtam. And what happens if the husband shows up and says it's a forgery? So the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah said b'feirush. If in Eretz Yisrael, where shliach brings a get and does not need to say b'fanenechtam, and then the husband comes later and claims it's a forgery, so what do you do, says the Mishnah? Skaim b'chosamav. So fine, it's an Eretz Yisrael, go find Adam, who recognizes the signatures, and the get's fine, and throw the husband out. But here we're talking about a different case. Here our case is, the get comes from Chutz Lartz, with two shluchim to deliver it. And they don't say b'fanenechtam. Now the husband shows up and claims it's a forgery. So what happens now? Is it the same din that you have to get kiyum hachasimos? Or not? That's the shaila. So if you're working with Rashi, what would you say?
Yeah,
according to Rashi, the Beis Shmuel points this out. According to Rashi, Rashi said very clearly, "V'im ya'ara ba'al harehem mitzuyin l'kaimo." Rashi said, if the husband in fact does show up and claim it's a forgery, so these two shluchim, Rashi assumed, will be available to be called upon in case of need. Apparently Rashi holds that if the husband comes and claims the get was a forgery, Yutaka do need to get, go and find Adam to verify the signatures on the get. Right? No different than a case of Eretz Yisrael, where the shliach gives the get, doesn't say b'fanei nechtav, and the Baal comes and claims it's a forgery. According to Rashi, same thing. Question is, according to Tosus, Tosus said that once you have Adam who claim that the husband appointed us as shluchim to deliver the get, then the husband can't deny having appointed them as shluchim, and we don't suspect them of being that evil to claim that he intentionally forged it and gave it maliciously to the shliach to give to his wife. So what happens if he comes back later and Itaka claims that I'm that malicious evil husband that you didn't think existed? So what do you do? So the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin in Vav Yudalad says, Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, Zayin Yudalad says that if two people bring a get in Chutz Laretz, they didn't see it written, they didn't see it signed. Since the husband gave them the get to give to his wife, they can give it to her and she's divorced. The husband is unable. Ein habaal yochol la'ar beget zeh. He's unable to be ma'arer. Afa b'shein ha'makuyim. Even though there's no kiyum hachasimos, he's unable to be ma'arer. So, no phrase alone, Rambam is telling us it's not just that we're not choshishin shema ya'ar. Tosus is a little vague. Tosus says lo chashinon shema hechtim edim v'mezid. Tosus said we're not worried that maybe he actually did something so maliciously evil as to deliberately forge a get and give it to a shliach to deliver to his wife. So that's somewhat vague. What happens if he did, or he claims he did? Rambam is very clear. Rambam says ein habal yochel ar. He's unable to claim later that the get is forged. Why? There was never any kiyum hachasimos here. Shaharei shluchav heim edav. Because his shluchim are his edim. What does that mean? So it's clear I'm saying that the Baal cannot be ma'ar. Even if he shows up later and claims I forged it and I intentionally gave it to my shluchim to give to my wife to mess her up for life, we don't believe him. But what's his svar? Shaharei shluchav heim edav. The shluchim are his edim. His shluchim are his edim.
Like
what?
That's like Rashi.
But it's not, because Rashi says that they have to be mekayim the chasimos.
Right.
Ram doesn't say that. He says beferish. He says even though there's no kiyum, he says afa pisha ena makuyim. Still the baal is not yochel to be ma'ara. Shaharei shluchav heim edav, because his shluchim that he appointed to deliver the get are his edim. So what does that mean? Whereas the Baal can't claim the get is forged, even though there's no kiyum hachasimos, there's no verification of the signatures, because his shlichim are his edim. What's he saying? Hishlichim are his Aiden, meaning what? Hishlichim essentially are treated or viewed as Aiden that the get is valid, presumably. Right? What is he trying to say here?
Is it the function of the shaliach that's like represents the person?
That once the Baal points the shluchim,
he says to them,
I point you to give this get to my wife.
And it was signed in front. Maybe he tells them that I saw it signed, and I point you to be my shaliach. That it's as if.
Since he says this is my get that I'm giving to my wife,
And I saw it being signed by.
The assumption that he's giving to them is that it's a kosher get.
He's just specifically saying that that's not the assumption. So against the assumption.
We don't know anything about what he's saying to the Shlichim, do we?
Sorry?
We don't know what he's saying to the Shlichim.
Right, we don't know, right. But Rambam apparently holds that once we have people confirmed as Shluchim of the Baal, I guess the assumption that he's not going to forge the get and give it to Shlichim is so strong that he himself cannot contradict, undermine that assumption. It's pretty strong chiddush. As the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam in Kuf Mem Beis Sif Yud Ches. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that if the Baal makes two shluchim to take the get to his wife, even though it wasn't written and signed in front of them, they can give it to her and she'll be divorced as long as they are kasher lo ha'id. As long as they are kosher lohaid. Because the husband cannot be ma'ara with this get, even though it's not mekuyam, sharei shluchav heim edav, because his shluchim are his edim. So the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, he adds in that phrase, v'hu shahayu ksheirim lohaid. As long as these two people bringing the get as shluchim are kosher lohaid, it's a kosher get, and the husband can't be ma'ara because shluchav are edav. So the Beis Shmuel points out that apparently what the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam mean by this is that same Gemara the Tosfos quoted, that the Gemara Daf Hey, which said that when two shluchim bring a get, there's no need for b'fana nichtav. Why? Because if they wanted to, they could say, we saw her divorced, and they'd be believed. So now also, when they're bringing it as shluchim, and they say the husband gave it to us, since they have that koach to act as Edim, if they wanted to say, b'fanenu nisgarsha, so the husband can't contradict that koach by claiming now that the get was forged. As it seems like Rambam is saying, Shulchan Aruch is saying, that the fact that these two shluchim, as the Gemara itself said, had they said, we saw her divorced, they'd be believed. So therefore now also when they come and they bring this get, they have that same nemanus that this get is a valid get, even though they didn't actually spell it out by saying fana nechta. Just like had they said we saw her divorced, should be divorced, so too now when they bring a get as shluchim and they deliver the get, even though they can't say, and they're not saying, we saw it written, we saw it signed, but still they have that koach to ensure that she gets divorced. They have that koach to ensure that she gets divorced because shluchav heim edav. They have that koach of serving as edim on the gerushim. That's Pshat Nirama, what he's trying to say here. As Shonach points out, since they're ksherim lohaid, and like Beis Shmuel quotes, Tosis quotes, the Gemara says, if they wanted to, they could have said, we saw her divorced, and they would be believed. So now also, when they claim that, you know, we didn't see it written, we didn't see it signed, but we are appointed shlichim to deliver the get, so they have that koach to ensure she gets divorced, and the husband can't undermine that koach by claiming it was a forged get. However, okay, be that as it may, according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the Tor, who says no, that if the husband comes and says that the get is forged, in Boha Ba'al Ve'ir Er, Tzorch L'Skayim V'Chosamav, which we already identified as Rashi's Pshat, now that if the husband does show up and claim that the get was forged, you do need Kima Chasimos. So the Vishmul says over here, he says, even though we didn't require B'fana Nechtav initially, like Tosis said, because we're not Choshesh that the husband is so maliciously evil to deliberately forge again and give it to a Shliach, but apparently the Torah holds, says the Vishmul, and maybe Tosis as well, that if in fact the guy does show up, then we do give credence to his taina, to his claim that the get was forged. That certainly is the Shita Hator and the Ramah. That l'chatchila we're not going to be choshish for the possibility. We don't require b'fanu nechtam. But if the guy in fact does show up and claim that the get was forged, we will be concerned for that possibility, and we will require kiyum hachasimos.
Why is it that in the Torah we don't believe them and say inadam meisamatzim rasha?
Which case? The Baal.
Where the Baal is saying, I intentionally led this woman astray to be over Averos.
Inadam meisamatzim rasha means that you say a person incriminates himself in an issa deraisa of what a raya is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? What's the case? I know that somebody's claim is motive to a chayd of a raya, right?
I think that's
right. That's the case there. So here, it's not exactly the same. Right there, he's giving himself chayv misa, right? Right there, he's being to mechayv himself misa almost, right? He's saying that I was mezan with an issa sish, whatever the case is, right? Or Mishkav Zachar, what the case of the Gemara was? Mishkav Meher, Mishkav Zachar. There's a Chiv Misa there, right? He's being Mechayim himself Misa. So he's saying, Ein Adam Meisim Atzim Rasha. The same thing apply over here, where he's at worst admitting that.
I mean, in a very severe case.
In the worst case now, Lifnei Iver. I mean, he can claim that I always intended to come and raise the alarm before she got married. I'm not sure if this qualifies Ein Adam Meisim Atzim Rasha. It's an interesting question. I have to. I don't know, but it maybe doesn't qualify for that category.
Maybe
I don't know.
Something where it's maybe where then would we apply it? I mean, specifically, we wouldn't apply it to any type of law. We would just apply it to.
I mean, I don't. Does this qualify as a law here? Even that's what I'm asking. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's an interesting question. Ain't on a Mason Atzma Russia. Is there relevance of that principle here to explain why you would not believe the Baal's time if he comes later on to claim that it was forged?
The last opinion that we mentioned that says that we will have to prove that this is a good gift.
Right.
We're saying it's according to Tosfot, but Tosfot originally had asked the question, how do we know that the Eidim will be around?
Right.
How would we know that the Eidim will be around? I mean, we're saying the same.
No, you're right. We don't. But, I mean, according to Tosis, according to the Torah, when the shluchim first come, we don't require b'fanu nechtav, because we don't suspect that he's going to come later and say, I forged it.
Right.
If he does, they say, you got a problem.
And when he was asking a question on Rashi, he was saying...
No, because Rashi was saying that you don't need to say b'fanu nechtav, because we're worried about the Baal saying it's forged, but no problem, we have Adam here.
Right.
So Tosfos says, who says they're going to be around? But according to Tosfos, the way you get out of B'fanu Nechtav here is not because we're relying on the Adam. According to Tosfos, you don't say B'fanu Nechtav here because we're not worried he's going to claim it's forged.
Right, and that's why we...
And if he does, you got a major problem on your hands.
That's my question. I understand. We're assuming he's saying they're only Adam for the fact that they're shluchim, so we're not worried that it's a forgery. That's
right.
But he did have a problem with the fact that according to Rashi that you will need possible aiding.
They're not going to be around.
This opinion, Tosfos would have a problem with that opinion.
No, so according to Tosfos, when the shluchim bring the get, they say right then and there, we testify that we were appointed shluchim.
Right.
And that's enough to get off the requirement of a fananefta, fananefta.
But the Rambam is saying the last opinion, who was it?
No, so the Ramah says, why does it get you off of a fananefta? Because 90% of the cases, 99% of the cases, the husband's not going to come and say it's forged if he sent shluchim to deliver the get. So we're not worried about it. So even though there's no Edom going to be around, you know, possibly in 5 years from now, 1 year from now, one month from now, even though Tosa says there is no reason to assume Edom will be around, who cares? We're not worried the husband's going to come and claim it's forged. Right. What the Ramah says is, what happens if one in a million chance happens that he does come and claim it's forged? Then the Torah says, you got a problem. You got to find Edom now. Either not around, too bad. You got to find Edom now. As that would be a problem according to the Torah. Just to wrap it up, according to, you know, the Torah, according to the Ramah, so I hear the svar. You know, it's lechatchila b'nachoshesh that the husband is going to come and claim it's forged. We don't require b'fana nichtav. Because we know he made shluchim, they testified their shluchim, and what kind of guy is going to give a forged get to a shliach, you know, to hand deliver to his wife? But if in the odd case that the guy does claim that the get is forged, so Torah says, Ramah says, okay, now you got a problem. You got to prove the get's valid. But according to the Rambam, we said, Rambam holds, that when shluchim come and say that we were appointed shluchim to deliver the get to the wife, they don't need b'fana nechtam. Rambam says that even if the husband comes later and says that I gave you a forged get, we don't believe him. Why? Because the shluchim essentially serve as edim, we said, to ensure the validity of this gerushin, right? As the Shulchan Aruch specified, they have to be ksherim lahayid. They have to be shluchim who are capable of serving as edim, because shluchav heim edav, the shluchim serve as edim to enforce the viability of this get. So Reb Chaim Brisker in the stencils in the Chedushim al Hashas asks, he says, how does it, and Shmuel Huzovsky quotes this kash as well, how does that work? If according to the Rambam, the reason why when the husband comes later, if he comes later, and claims the get is forged, we kick him out of court, because we already had two shluchim who came to deliver the get to the wife, and those two shluchim who are kasher lahayid are like edim, that the get is a kasher get, and not forged. So Chaim asks a very simple question. When you have edim, you need a hagadus edus. Edim can only deliver edus in beis din. Right? Whenever two people serve as edim, edim are worthless unless there's a hagadus edus, unless there's a presentation of their edus. And a presentation of Eidos is only valid if it's done in Beis Din. And the problem is that when two shluchim deliver a get to a wife, all they need are two Eidim to watch the Mesira of the get. Where was there a Haggadus Eidos in Beis Din here? How can the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch claim that if the husband claims the get was forged, it's not a problem, we kick him out because the shluchim are like the Eidim that the get is valid? Where was there a Haggadus Eidus? Where was there a Beis Din to hear this Haggadus Eidus? There's no Kabbalah Eidus here at all. So just that's the kasha of Shmuel Ozovsky quotes from Reb Chaim on the Shittas Rambam. Which, by the way, is just an indication that they're really understanding this Rambam in terms of actual Eidus. As if they're troubled by the fact that there was no Beis Din to hear the two shluchim declare that we are shluchim appointed by the husband, And they start talking in terms of where was the Haggadus Eidus, where was the Kabbalah Eidus, they're clearly not around that this is an actual Din Eidus here. And Reb Chaim says, well, must be that there's a kula of Chazal here, same way Chazal or Mekel to believe one Shliach Amufana Nechtav, they're Mekel to accept the two Shluchim's declaration that we were appointed Shluchim as Eidus, even though there's no Beis Din here. Special kula of Chazal, that it's considered Eidus without a Kabbalah's Eidus and Beis Din. Okay, I guess he's like back into a corner. He has to say, you know, Ein Breya, that's got to be pshat. There's a kula of Chazal, special kula here, that you don't need a Beis Din for this Kabbalah Seidus. But this just highlights the fact that they read the Rambam, Shluchav Heim Eidav, Shulchan Aruch, they have to be royal Lahayid, as an indication that this is a real din edus here. And when these two shluchim come and say, we are shluchim, and therefore the husband can't say that you guys are not shluchim, because they said that they're shluchim. But even more than that, according to the Rambam, the husband can't even come and say that I forged it and I gave you a forged get, because their ability to ensure her divorce status is so strong, it's like that they're edim, that's kosher get. That's actually din edus, according to B'chaim, according to this approach. And that's why the husband can't undermine that koach of the edim, even in the absence of a real basin to hear the presentation of the two shluchim who came.
Does the Rambam define, does he use the term edus when discussing fine nechta, fine nechta with one shliach?
So, the Gemara says that it's a special kula, we believe, one shliach.
Does the Rambam use the term?
When I see the next Gemara, says that, you know, in general, you need two edim, except for Eidach Hanem and Bisurin. Here, we're a special kula of Chazal that this is sufficient. So, is it an edus or not? What does the Rambam say? Take a quick look. Close up here. Interesting question. I know there's a din by Eidach Hanem Bisurin, if it's Medin Edus or not. Not sure. I'll keep that in mind as we go to the next Gemara to try to figure out exactly the status of the Nemonis of the Shliach here. Okay. So next week, back to Monday schedule. Monday, 9:30.
Monday next week, and
we'll start the Gemara discussing Eidach Hanem Bisurin. So we'll finish the Gemara on this Amud, and it's a lot to do on the Sugya. Okay, maybe I'll figure out exactly which way we're going to go, and then I'll send out the Mar Makamas further. But definitely we'll finish the Gemara on this Amud with the Rashi, and then not the rest. Not, you know.